Go to the phone line where we've got the CEO of Titan Solutions, Mr. Heath Holloway. Third or fourth generation? I forget. Oil
fourth
family.
Generation.
Fourth generation. Thank you very much. Fourth generation, Mr. Heath Holloway out there in Greeley, Colorado, also the Denver area. And he's got an awesome, awesome anniversary that we're here today to talk about as our lead news story. So how are you doing today there, Mr. Heath Holloway?
Good. Very good. Celebrating the incident-free operations. It's our third-year anniversary of that.
Third-year anniversary of incident-free operations. Now, what does that mean, incident-free operations?
So, yes, incident-free operations just means no recordable incidents in the last 3 years, just due to our processes and how we take care of our employees and ourselves in everyday life, home and at work.
You know, and it's so funny because people forget how difficult that is to go 1 year, 2 years, let alone 3 years without one thing. That's like, you know, in baseball, it's hard to go a few days without having an error if you're playing
right
on the outfield. Because that's all it is. It's just one error, you know, one broken leg or one misstep or one spill or whatever. You know, that type of thing. So congratulations. It's a three-year anniversary for an incident-free workplace. Or how does that, what's the actual terminology?
Operations.
Operations, thank you. Incident-free operations. And you're based out of Greeley, Colorado. And how many other shale plays or oil fields are you guys in?
We're in the Powder River. We have operations there. We take care of the Bakken from there. We also are in the Permian and Delaware Basin. So we kind of take care of those states right there.
You're also in the DJ Now Bro, though, of course.
Yes, of course, DJ.
Yeah,
that's where we were founded. So,
and then you're one up in the Powder River. How's operations up there?
Great. You know, it's picking up. Oil's up, and you know, Powder is doing well.
Right. Let's talk a little bit of an update, if you wouldn't mind. I mean, you and I, we've spoken through the years, and you know, we've had some off the record conversations that are similar to, you know, business war stories and trying to get through the downturn and then the COVID turn and some of the things that you chose to do as a business owner that may not have been, you know, the way that the river flows, so to speak, but it was the right thing to do. And so how is business for you? I know that it's been, you know, there's been some goods and some bads over the last 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. We got in some other industries. Why the COVID and downturn was there. We're always, our heart is always in oil and gas. And so, we keep a keen eye on that and take care of our customers there. But we're always looking for other industries to get into just to be well-rounded and not always focus on one thing. Things are good, moving up. And, you know, that's all I could ask for right now.
We should mention, too, people listening outside of the oil and gas world, like through our radio network, that you're not an oil and gas company. You're what's known as a service company. So describe some of those services that you bring to the well site.
Well, we do custom containment. So secondary containment, any type of containment you need for operations on the well site. Equipment rentals, so any type of equipment you need on location, we deliver. Security shacks, we have our climate control trailers, we have our shower trailers, and just, you know, our whole line of trailers solutions. We have our decking, where we put decking on sensitive areas or oil and gas sites. Then we also have our on-site location checks, where we go and check our equipment or fueling equipment, et cetera, that we do for, you know, all of our customers in our services as well.
Sure. How about the lighting? Do you guys still do lighting?
Yeah, we still have our light plants, LED light plants, electric light plants, et cetera. that's all involved with the equipment rentals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that that's one of the things, obviously, that stands out because of that. The other one was the decking that you mentioned. Now, pardon my naivete, is decking the same as rig matting, or are they separate?
They go hand in hand. Some people call it decking. Some call it rig mats or matting. What basin are you from and what do you call it?
Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure about that, because there's some of these terms that are kind of interchangeable. And then you've got ones like orphan well and abandoned well, and that there's a very big distinct difference of. So I just wanted to make sure that decking and rig matting, if it was following you correctly there.
Yeah,
that stuff is amazing, by the way. That decking and rig matting.
There's wood, there's all kinds of it out there.
I think that the decking and the rig matting can be an awesome solution to the ESG. And particularly when it comes to the public relations side of things, because when people start to realize that these deckings and the rig mattings, you can lay it down, and not only does it stop the spills and do all that stuff that, you know, crushed rock wasn't doing before, it actually brings back the native fauna, flora. Yeah. Sorry. I'm sure the animals come back too, but the plants, the flora comes back. And that is so just huge right now in the world of ESG and the environmental movement, that I honestly think that the decking and the rig matting, man, that's like almost like a big selling point for companies these days. Is that pretty much required nowadays, or are people even using crushed rock anymore?
Maybe some people are, but sensitive areas, the decking on, so you can have your growth back, et cetera. And it's just a little bit easier to deal with. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of traffic, and, it's a skid steer putting the decking down and employees locking it into place and going from there.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. So, all right, back to 3 years of incident-free operations at Titan Solutions. Is there anything that you attribute it to besides your amazing management skills?
Well, strong leadership along with hard work and dedication from our employees, makes our safety culture possible. We do a behavioral-based safety system with operations-led safety, being proactive, holding ourselves accountable, auditing programs, and we're just results-driven. With our auditing program, we're audited everything we do. We go through and get our frontline workers, our supervisors, and our leadership, every week on the phone, and we go through our stuff and audit it. And that makes for, being proactive, making action plans, sticking to them, and having that safety culture out there where everybody wants to come to work and go home, and they're doing safety at home and at work because it's everywhere.
Hey, how many employees you guys have now, approximately, just ballpark?
Approximately, we're around 75 right now.
Yeah, I mean, because you guys are pretty big, but you're not big enough to where you're not a family-style business. And that's one of the reasons I think you guys have been incident-free operations for 3 years, because there's just something about those family businesses that, it's that intangible that the workers care more. And it's proven, and they don't know what to attribute it to, but it just seems like workers put more care and more pride and more oomph into their family businesses than, going to work for a big box store type of a thing. And
right.
I just think that's part of it, man. I really do.
Yeah. We have a saying, we say, you see it, you own it. And everybody takes pride with that. I feel any of our employees can, even me, the CEO, could go, hey, you see it, you own it, and hold me accountable, just like I would hold them accountable. So it gives them a sense of pride. and understanding, and you know, and they're proactive in our safety culture and what we're trying to be, and that's, you know, resonating through our auditing programs and everything like that with our employees, and we share that with our customers, and you know, they're happy to see what we're doing.
That's a really good way to look at it too, is, you know, it is like a family hierarchy where there are, you know, hierarchies, but at the end of the day, at a family, anybody can speak up. That's what families do. And you might fight a little bit and you might do all these other things, but it's for the betterment of the family and betterment of the future of everybody involved. And so that's one of the things I just wanted to point that out, because I do think that is a big reason why companies like Titan Solutions and others can go incident-free operations for years and years and years. Anyway, so I just wanted to point that out. But just kind of in closing here, anything that you want to, you know, leave people with, or anything we left out, or any, you know, any good chili recipes or anything?
No, I just a big thank you to, you know, everybody who supports us, our employees, the biggest part of our success. And we believe in them and they believe in us. And we just keep going with our safety culture and getting through to everybody.